Is that the kind of effort you've been looking for your team for a complete 60 minutes?
Complete. There's been great effort. These guys have given us great effort all year. This is what we need to do in terms of completing games. I mean, this shows you exactly what we're capable of, and that's the sad part, because we have those are the same guys. In fact, some of the different guys, because of the injuries, some of these young guys got more opportunities and did some great things. But, you know, we are capable of big things, and there's a good group of guys that, you know, that gave everything there, you know, that they had. And it was very gratifying because they played for each other, which is probably the most important thing. And I couldn't be more proud of that group. You know, one of the things that I talked about was somebody coming up in these situations and making plays and great pressure from the defensive line and Thomas Davis making the big interception. And then we get into the four-minute offense and, you know, Chud calls the screen pass and it goes for a touchdown. I mean, those are things that we're capable of. Those are things that we need to do to finish games off, you know, and it just shows that we have the ability. It's taken us a while to come together and do those things. But, you know, I think somewhere along the line you'd like to believe we found a formula.
Right. We were running out of bodies in the secondary. It looked like Campbell at one point was even having to tell Collins what plays to get to him.
Very much so. And you know, kudos to DJ Campbell for being, you know, a quick study. He's done a great job for us all year. And, you know, he showed exactly what he's capable of. He's a smart football player as well. Did some really nice things. You know, we did some different things this week, and playing him, you know, really gave us an opportunity in terms of getting guys lined up. It was a great effort by Colin, and you know, it was really good to see. And you know, we made a little bit more because of the injury to Hiroki. I mean, I'm not sure yet. I haven't talked with our doctors yet, but we'll see.
Who's won singles since September 30th?
I'm sorry to hear.
Who's won singles since September 30th? This game was won single out since September 30th.
Circle. Well. You know, all of our division games are circled, to be honest with you. You know, they really have been. But this one, you know, there was a little bit more to it, obviously because of the way we lost. You know, we went up there and played pretty doggone well against a very good football team, and they came out on top. We came out today at home and played against a very good football team, and this time we came out on top. And I think that's probably the most gratifying thing about it, is that we played against a very good football team and beat them.
Don, can you talk about Cam's play?
It was spectacular. I mean, you know, Atlanta's a big game for him personally because, you know, it's his hometown team and he wants to play well. That's why the loss in Atlanta was so tough on him. And he took it very personal and I think it carried over for a little bit with him. But with the way he played and things that he did, I mean, that shows you what he potentially is going to become. He's, you know, we just got to keep working him and he's got to keep growing as a football player. These last, 5 weeks now have been pretty doggone solid, and I'm very pleased with his development. I think what Coach Shula and Chud have been doing with him has been right on, and he's really accepting it and working it. You know, and plus the playmakers around him have been stepping up too now, and so there's been a lot of good things.
What did you see change in that last 5 weeks or so working there?
Well, I just think, you know, his football acumen, you know, what he's learning as far as the game. And you know, I think his footwork has gotten better. His technical, his technique, his style, things that he does. It's just, you know, it's like it's all of a sudden the light bulb has gone off, and that's been, I think that's been big.
And your opening drive was sort of remarkable in that there were never more than a third and short. You never lost yardage. You never had a penalty, and it was a really cohesive drive to start the game. First drives aren't often determining factors in the game, but you think that one was a little bit more important than most?
I just don't think the drive. I think then the way the defense came out and then got off the field immediately and got the ball back, we kicked the field goal, and then we did it again. I mean, I think when you can set the tempo and tone early on, I think it's great. And our special teams were solid today, too. I think, you know, with what those guys have done lately has been awesome. You know, we got a lot of good players that are out there giving their best. You know, we elevated a young man, Armand Smith, and he stepped up and made a big play for us, and that was huge. And I'm pretty excited about, you know, seeing these young players play.
Was the plan coming in to play Dockery as much as you did, or was that decided sometime during?
That was, you know, we wanted to play him a little bit, and we got him in the second half and just stayed with him, and he played pretty good. You know, I was pretty excited. I mean, he's a young guy that, you know, is going to need reps, and we'll continue to work all our young guys and give all our guys an opportunity to play football as we go forward.
Is it something that Norman did today?
Well, I think it's, you know, we wanted to see Docker get in and be aggressive and see how he could handle that. You know, and I thought he did pretty good. You know, we'll watch the tape and we'll decide on those things.
Ron, your demeanor is calm. You're almost seen, I mean, for a win as big as that, you don't seem all that excited. excited.
I'm very excited. Believe me, I am. And I think the reason I'm calm is I'm very emotional about it. I gave a game ball today to Thomas Davis. I told the team that last spring, Thomas and I sat down with our owner, and we didn't know exactly where Thomas was. And Thomas looked me in the eye and told me he would come back. And I said, I'll give you the opportunity. Thomas, I knew he really wanted to make it through both Atlanta games. And, you know, as a head coach, when you have a guy that looks you in the eye coming off of three knee surgeries and he makes you believe in him, that's what it's all about. It really is. And I'm sorry. Thank you.